Our way to the spaghetti barn, you're probably asking yourself, what the hell's the Biz Boys? That's my fault. Sometimes I forget how young all you young kitty cats are out there. But if you ask your mama and her sexy sister, I'm sure they know a thing or two about the Biz Boys. That's right. The Biz Boys were a group of super troopers, a group of party police. Yeah, that's right. They'd go around, stopping crime, but more importantly, partying it up. Stopping by the college dorms, maybe play a little bit of beer pong, maybe sleep with some girls, maybe sleep with some guys. It didn't matter. We're the Biz Boys, you know? But anyways, the Biz Boys are made up of yours truly, Detective Stinkbait, also Heath Pfister, HQ, and every now and then we bring our boy Blinky on with us. I'm sorry. Told myself that I wouldn't get emotional, but oh, Blinky, I miss Blinky a lot. He was the neighbor's retarded boy, and sometimes we take him out with us. You know, it's been a while since Blinky's passed away. Right around when Space Jam came out, I would always be doing yard work, whether it was mowing, pulling weeds, or cranking one out in the hot tub. And I would always have that R. Kelly song, I Believe I Can Fly, just playing on repeat. And Blinky, oh, Blinky loved that song. He would run around his yard with his arms spread wide, just flying all over. And then one day he came up to me and he said, Mr. Stinkbait, can I really fly? And I said, Blinky, you're goddamn right you can fly. You know why? Because you believe. And that's all it takes. Just believe in yourself and have a heart that's big enough for you to believe. And not only that, but that could convince everyone else to believe because you're so true and full of love and heart and other stuff. And so he said, I'm gonna do it, Willie. I'm gonna fly. And I said, God damn it. Yes, you are, Blinky. You're gonna fly right now. And I took that boombox and I held it high above my head. And I aimed it up as if I was saying, are you ready, God? This motherfucker's gonna fly and you're gonna be the witness to it. And then Blinky climbed up his treehouse, gave me a thumbs up, and I nodded yes. And I mouthed the words to him, God damn it, Blinky, you can fucking do it. And that's when we both in that moment believed he could fly. I believed, Blinky believed, R. Kelly, God damn it, believed, and even God believed. And then old Blinky spread his arms as wide as he could go. He jumped off the treehouse, landed on his little retarded neck and died. And I didn't know what to do, so I chucked the boombox over into his yard and I ran upstairs into my bedroom, hid under the covers and pretended to be asleep until his mama came home and found him. Oh man, Blinky, I'm gonna miss you, you son of a bitch. But alrighty, on into the spaghetti barn. Biz Boys, roll out.
Oh, 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 I can feel the rain come down and wash my sins away, yeah. Doesn't matter the time of day, it doesn't matter what you say. There's only one place I wanna go tonight. The only fucking place that makes me feel that everything will be alright. Doesn't matter the time of day, doesn't matter if everything is okay. Everything is okay. Bring your fat ass girlfriend, bring your ugly ass mama too, and have a good time. Have a wonderful time. Bring your fat ass girlfriend. I know she'll like the buffet.
She's gonna like the buffet.
Just promise me that she won't shut the whole fucking place down in one night.
But she probably
Bring your fat ass girlfriend.
Bring your sexy ass mama.
All I really care about though is that your fat ass girlfriend doesn't shut down the whole place.
Don't shut down the whole place.
Maybe you should leave your fat girlfriend at home.
Welcome to the Spaghetti Barn, where you can eat spaghetti until the cows come home.
Restaurant guy. Hey, don't you worry. Me and Mr. Fancy here. Well, we plan on eating till the cows come home, all right. A.K.A. your fat-ass mama and sister.
Oh, god damn it. Come on, detectives. Leave me alone. It's been a rough day.
We're just fucking playing with you, baby nuts. So tell us, why are you having a rough day?
Well, you know, everyone is being mean and I hate this fucking job and no one respects me. It's my fucking birthday.
So is our table open? You know the one. The only table we will sit at. The table that has the beautiful, tasteful picture of that naked baby wearing the cowboy boots. And you see him from the back, so his little fat baby ass is hanging out over the top of the cowboy boots. Ho 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 ho. I love that picture.
Yeah, I know you do, Detective. You tell me every time you come in here, and then you laugh when you make me tell you that I was the baby in the photo.
Holy shit, that was you, guy?
Nice baby ass.
Come on, your table is this way.
Excuse me, guy. Can I have another cup of coffee?
Oh, god damn it! Yeah, yeah, I'll get your fucking coffee in a minute.
Alrighty, here we go. And just to save you some time, guy, Daddy here doesn't need a menu.
Alrighty, you know what you want then, Detective?
You know, restaurant guy, last time that I was in here, I didn't see you anywhere. You been slacking, boy.
What? No, officer, I work nights. When were you here?
I was in here at 7:30 a.m. this morning, and I ate an entire family spaghetti meal. All by myself.
All by himself, guy. And you weren't even here to witness that shit.
I mean, I work nights.
Well, not anymore you don't. Now you work morning, lunch, and dinner. So whenever me or Fancy decide to eat an entire family spaghetti dinner, you will be here to not only witness it, but you can also cheer us on and make us feel good for accomplishing such an amazing feat.
Oh, god damn it! Come on, guy. Neither of you can do that. You don't make the schedules here, and you're not my manager, boss, or even fucking shift leader.
Hey, you watch your attitude, guy. That's coming out of your tip, you fucking wisecracker.
God damn it. I fucking wish I was dead. So, what can I get for you to drink today?
I think I'm gonna have myself some coffee. And, just a little Easter egg for you. Come on, lean on in here, guy.
Oh, God damn it.
I like my women like I like my coffee. Strong, dark, and just a little bit sweet.
Oh, and what would you like to eat?
I think today, Daddy is gonna have some catfish.
But it's the spaghetti bond. We don't have catfish.
Well, looks like you better go catch some then.
What would you like?
Yeah, so I noticed that you guys really only have the basic drinks here. And, you know, orange soda is my favorite, and you guys don't have that.
Oh, fuck my life. Yeah, we're out of the orange soda.
But I see you guys have root beer.
Yeah, we have root beer. You want root beer?
Root beer, huh? Well, go ahead and take that root beer and keep it in the back, because I'm not drinking that shit either. You know what? I'll just drink this. It's a can of Surge I brought from home. And since I'm drinking this, I don't see the need to really leave a tip now.
Oh, God fucking damn it. What the fuck do you want to eat?
Meatball sandwich.
Good, great, grand. Does anyone else want some fucking coffee?
Let's go to the spaghetti bar and get some pasta and garlic breadsticks. Is this the E.T. theme song? When the violin kicks in, all the girls make a puddle in their fucking underwear. And that's okay, that's the way we like.
Yo, Willie, since we're just here waiting on the food now, why don't you tell me a story of your younger days, before the force?
You know, Fancy, I didn't always used to be a police officer. No, when I first moved to Los Angeles as a young, hungry, sexy kid, I first took a job as a security guard in Hollywood.
That sounds amazing. I bet you have some good stories then.
Oh, I'll never forget. It was one of my very first days. I was working security in the lot where they filmed The Little Rascals.
Holy shit, Little Rascals? That old television show?
That's right. So there I am, one of my very first days on the job. And guess what happens?
Don't keep me waiting, Willie. What happened?
I get tasked with solving the mystery of whom is behind the illegal candy operation.
Illegal candy operation? What the hell is that?
So there I am. I'm just doing my normal security work, okay? And then, all of a sudden, Willy Wonka approaches me.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Willie. We can't keep doing this every week.
What?
Willy Wonka... Again, he's not fucking real, Willie.
Oh, come on, Fancy. We both know that he is very real. As a matter of fact, when he came up to me that day, he came limping toward me with his cane, and then all of a sudden, he just falls forward, landing in a rolling somersault, and then immediately springing back up onto his feet. Then he pointed forward and said... Welcome, my friends. Welcome to my chocolate factory. It was the most amazing thing that I had ever seen.
Willie, that's in the fucking movie. He does that exact fucking thing in the fucking movie, Willie. Jesus Christ, it's every day. Every day, Willie. Willy Wonka this, Willy Wonka that. And we both know he's not fucking real.
All right, you listen to me, Fancy. If he's not real, then who came up to me that day and asked me to get on the case of the illegal candy operation?
Some guy, I don't know. Your boss, maybe? Anyone but Willy fucking Wonka.
Fancy, fancy, fancy. I feel bad for you. I really do. So stubborn and so sad, really. I almost don't even want to mention this next little nugget of detail. Because I know you won't properly appreciate it. But when Willy Wonka came up to me that day, he was wearing a purple suit like he was Prince. Although I didn't see any purple rain, if you know what I'm saying. No, sir. But I did see maybe just a little bit of the old wibbly dribbly pre-semen that came out my little penis head. But that's it.
All right, fine, whatever. Willy Wonka was there, and he hired you to find some candy or something. So what happened next?
So I'm questioning all the little rascals. I'm talking about Stymie, Buckwheat, Froggy, Cauliflower Ears.
Whoa, wait a second. Cauliflower Ears? Who the fuck is Cauliflower Ears?
Well, I mean, I don't actually know his real name or what his rascal name was. I just called him Cauliflower Ears because he had those fucked up looking cauliflower ears. And then everyone on set, they just started calling him Cauliflower Ears.
That's pretty fucked up, Willie. Why do you have cauliflower ears?
Well, turns out old Cauliflower Ears, his father, he used to raise pit bulls. And whenever he had his football buddies over, he would put this old sweaty wrestling headgear thingy on old Cauliflower Ears and make him go outside and wrestle the pit bulls.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That poor kid. What ended up happening to him?
Who?
Fucking Cauliflower Ears.
Oh, him. Yeah, he's dead. He died at the age of 6.
Fuck, man. The pit bulls got him?
Nah, man. AIDS.
AIDS? What?
What the fuck is AIDS?
Actually, turns out the pit bulls, they loved that boy. They would snuggle up on him, kiss him, lick him, all that fun stuff. But, and here's where things get nuttier than squirrel shit, those pit bulls were once owned by Charlie Sheen, and somehow the pit bulls got AIDS. And they were always licking up on poor little Cauliflower Ears until one day there was nothing left to lick up on. They just couldn't do it anymore.
Charlie Sheen? Fuck, didn't Corey Feldman just come out and say that when he was younger, Charlie Sheen fucked Corey Haim?
God damn it, Charlie Sheen. Hadn't life fucked Corey Haim enough as it is?
Fuck, man. I'm sorry, Willie. That's an awful story.
Yeah, I know. Poor little Cauliflower Ears. I just wish that people would have been nicer to him, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. So what happened with the illegal candy operation? Did you find out who was behind it?
Slow down, Fancy. First things first. Nobody would talk with me. They were all just giving me the old runaround. So one by one, I would take them in the back, and I would pick apart their little rascal brains, trying to find a little bit of evidence or truth, something in their stories, anything. But those kids were strong.
What happened next?
Well, I had my back against the wall, yes, sir. Nowhere to turn to, nowhere to run, no direction to head. But unfortunately for them, they had no idea that Detective Willie Stinkbait becomes the best version of Detective Willie Stinkbait when his back is up against the wall.
Yeah? And what did you do?
I fingered the little rascals.
What the fuck, Willie? You fingered the little rascals?
Oh, yes, I did. I fingered every last one of them rascals. Those feisty little bastards. God didn't leave me any other choice.
That's fucked up, man. So what exactly did you find? Like, was there, like, candy up there or something? Or did you find receipts or orders jammed in their little buttholes?
What the fuck you talking about, Fancy?
You fucking fingering the rascals.
I'm talking about taking fingerprints. What the fuck is wrong with you, boy?
Oh, thank God. I'm sorry, I was just a little confused, that's all.
Detective Heath Fister, you look at me. You look at me. How the fuck do you not know that fingering means to take and match fingerprints to the suspects? You're a goddamn detective, Fancy. You should know better. Now, as embarrassed and upset as I was with Officer Fister for not knowing that fingering was a common and well-accepted and used term in the police force, I couldn't be too upset with the boy. It was a long day after all, and both of us were tired and hungry. Felt like we had been waiting for hours on old crybaby numbnuts to bring out our goddamn food. But if only I wasn't so hungry, maybe I wouldn't have been so blinded to the fact that in the corner of the restaurant, there was a man watching me, listening this entire time.
Hey, motherfucker, it's me, Peepers. Unbeknownst to those motherfuckers, Detective Stinkbait and Detective Fister, they were being watched. From behind an obviously homemade and oversized spaghetti bar menu hiding from the rest of the patrons, sat a man with a nice purple vested suit, a thin mustache, slick back hair and glasses. Oh, and also a large radar satellite gun aimed at the table that Detective Stinkbait and Fista, those motherfuckers, were currently sitting at. Let's take a little listen as to what was going on over at that table.
Yes, that's right, Stinkbait. Keep telling me all of your silly secrets. Soon enough, you will be no more, and the smiling face of Hardy Jack will be the last thing you see before your entire world comes crumbling down.
Sir? Would you like any coffee?
Yes, coffee. And then do me a favor and never approach me or look in the direction of me again. Got it?
Yeah, I do, but the door to leave is over this way.
Then I guess you don't leave.
God damn it! I fucking wish this entire restaurant would explode and catch fire, burning me alive.
Where the fuck is the food at? Is this the worst server in all of time and space?
Detective Stinkbait, Detective Fister, do you have a copy? This is urgent.
Yo, HQ, what's going on? What's urgent?
You aren't going to believe this, but we have a fast-speeding car driving through downtown.
Yeah, that's a pretty common thing.
Well, hold on to your fucking kiwis, boys. Because the driver of this car is none other than Ron Quiznos.
Holy shit! But he was one of Hardy Jack's top runners!
You don't think Hardy Jack is cooking again, do you?
But there hasn't been a Hardy Jack sighting in years. We gotta get to the bottom of this.
Well, you boys better hurry. Ron is currently speeding down Pudding Ridge Road, about to turn onto Stinky Goat Nut Drive.
Thank you, HQ. We're on it.
Heading out now.
Alright guys, the food is hot and ready. And Detective, you're really gonna like this. I went to the fish market down the street, bought some fresh catfish and made it myself.
Oh, I forgot about you, restaurant guy. But something just came up, so we gotta make like a goose and get the flock out of here.
That's right, guy. Police business. You wouldn't understand. Sorry, bud.
But I bought catfish, and I made you this.
Oh, come on, guy. We gotta go. Don't be sad. Just be happy that God made it possible for our lives to cross paths the way that it did. Also, I want an iced tea to go. For free.
And since technically we're getting up to leave for the food game, we aren't gonna pay for any of this since we didn't eat. But here, for a tip, take this mixed CD of Pink's Best Songs.
Pink's Best Songs, huh? Let me guess. Just a blank CD then?
Ha ha ha! Got him! Hell yeah, guy. I like that shit. Here's $10 for making that joke.
Now let's fucking go, Willie.
$10. I can't believe it. They do like me. Hey, listen up, you fucks. If anybody here wants any more fucking coffee, get it yourself because I fucking quit.
So there we were, on the trail of Ron Quiznos once again. A man that I wouldn't trust to wipe his own ass. A man I wouldn't trust just to put a quarter in the cart at the grocery store. No, sir, I wouldn't trust this man with a goddamn thing. Unless my name was Hardy Jack and I needed the best goddamn driver in all of Cityburg. Shit, I think someone laced that one with angel dust. So I was reading my Bible the other day as I was driving around patrolling like I normally do, and I came across a secret passage, one that really spoke to me. I think it was under Cal Ripken Juniorist 24/7 or something like that. And it said a man's job is never done until that job is done. And it spoke to me, just like Dale Earnhardt the Intimidator spoke to me the day before he died. And he said, you know what, Willie? If I die, I want you to know that you're the greatest man in all the world. And I think there's only one driver better than me, and that's you, Detective Willie Stinkbait. And he told that to me the day before he passed away. But enough about me. Just like my own personal hero told me in that movie, I gotta get my head in the game. Coach said to fake right and break left. Watch out for the pick and keep an eye on defense. Gotta run the give and go and take the ball to the hole. And like they always say, don't be afraid to go outside and smoke a J. Well, that's enough now. We gotta go catch that son of a bitch before time runs out. We gotta get our heads in the game.
Chili cartel way too fucking lit. In city burg where the flames take a hit. Cause that chili ain't mild, ain't light. So hot you be drinking milk in the afterlife. Cause Hardy Jack packing that heat. He a big dick nigga who never faced defeat. But you know the saying, never say never. Cause the biz boy's hella fucking clever. HQ making him gadgets like Michelangelo. Don't press that button, might just kill a hoe. But the vet and the rookie got it on lock. That's Willie Stinkbait and Heath Fister on the block. They on the job to stop that switch. Copping them leads from every crackhead snitch. Saving the asshole from sudden death. So the toilet bowl ain't where you take your last breath. Yeah, cause you now in the mix. Party with the biz boys getting you fixed. Cause the hot sauce hot as hell. Yeah, motherfucker, this chili cartel. Ooh, this chili cartel, yeah. This chili cartel.
Ooh. Oh, Annie. You look so goddamn sexy laying there. Looking so fucking sweaty and hot after those last 6 minutes of lovemaking we just had. And yeah, I know the first 4.5 minutes was just me trying to take off my pants. But you know what? I'm getting older. Pants are getting even harder to even figure out. And yeah, the last 30 seconds was me stealing jokes from Jerry Seinfeld and passing them off as my own, but... No, don't wake up, Annie. It's okay. I just need to speak. Just knowing you're laying there next to me real fucking cute. Knowing at any moment I could roll over and stick a finger in your ass and you'd probably think that was pretty cool. But I wouldn't do that, of course, unless you asked me to. Do you want me to? No, don't worry about it, Annie. Just keep on sleeping. I'm gonna get back to talking. And I've been thinking a lot lately, like... You ever just drive around laughing at roadkill? You know, like it's real funny, ain't it? Because you're driving around and you just seeing all this dead roadkill. And it's funny because it's like they had it coming, you know? Sort of reminds me of a wedding night. But that's another story altogether. And I told you, hey, what did I tell you, Annie? We should not have put my mother in charge of cooking. Not unless you wanted everyone sick or dead. but god damn it, who was I to tell her no she couldn't come on over to the wedding and serve up them sloppy joes? Rest in peace, Mama Stinkbait. You know what? It's a shame to have to lose you. It's real tough, especially after Daddy died. But you know what? It's kind of your fault you tried to eat that bullfrog hole. All right, good night, Annie. I love you so much, baby. Love you.